I swear you would be of more use to me if I skinned you and turned your skin into a lampshade. Or fashioned you into a piece of high-end luggage. I can even add you to my collection.
Are you saying that you have a collection of skin luggage?
Of course I'm not, Dee. Don't be ridiculous. Think of the smell. You haven't thought of the smell, you bitch!
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're going to get tonight moving with the lower class brass. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. That was the Lower Class Brats with Do It Again. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Before we get any further, I got to introduce the gorgeous, the beautiful, the lovely... Rude girl, Jessica.
Oh, you know it. You know it, Pogo. What's going on, everybody?
Girl, you know it's true.
What's up, Pogo Land?
What's up, what's up, what's
up? Shit is good.
All right. So just me and Jessica hanging out with you for the night. Going to be hanging out for about an hour, taking you through some of our favorite punk rock tracks. Now, in that intro there, I don't know if you guys noticed. Well, of course you notice if you listen all the time. We've been starting most of the episodes off with little sound clips and shit like that. And that particular one, Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
it's like one of my
fucking
favorites.
Love it. I was watching that at like 5:30 this morning, and I was like, that's how I'm going to start off Pogo today. It's definitely how I'm going to start off Pogo today. But yeah, I mean, this is just me and Jess. Why don't we cut back on some of the chit-chat and get right over to the tunes and do one of my personal favorites, Destruction and Hate by The Casualties, coming off the first 7-inch.
Yeah.
The Casualties on Pogo City Radio. Now, that was coming off 40-ounce Casualty. You guys can also get that off the early years CD. Now, let's get you guys some breaking news. The Pogo news. Got a, now my dad, 60 years old, he's been getting on me constantly. He's like, so what? Like, you guys don't do shows anymore? Like, live shows, gigs. He's like, you guys don't do shows anymore? When's the next show going to be? You guys stop doing shows? My fucking dad's getting on me. So I was like, shit, I guess we better go do a show. So it seems like we got a pretty nice one in the works for you guys. It is December 2nd, going down at the Sportsman's Cafe in the Shatter Shack, Ridge Avenue, Allentown, Pennsylvania. We will be bringing you The Parasitics, The Damn Broads, A Bunch of Jerks, Houston, and The Dirty Rats. Now, the fifth spot was all set aside for the Drugettes, but it looks like they're not going to be able to make it, so we'll have to get them out here another date. But we'll get them there in the future, and we're going to have another band on the bill soon. But, I mean, if you guys missed The Damn Broads at the Punk Block Party, or, I mean, if you saw them, you probably just want to go see them again because they were fucking kick-ass. You guys got to come out to Sporty's. It's a great little spot. The gals will be there promoting their new album, Looks Do Kill. And let's get to the title track now. We know inside you must feel so small, you're mean, I'm drowned in alcohol. Gain attention in any way, but do not understand it what you say. When you say it's for attention,
look to kill.
When you think there's aggression,
look to kill.
When you say it's effortless,
look to kill. Look to kill.
Different is your way. The Damn Broads on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, remember, you guys can catch them December 2nd in Allentown with A Bunch of Jerks. Now, we had Joey Pitt on last weekend. Go back into the archive, check out the episode. He was on for 2 hours. A lot of fun. Talked a lot about this band and the Hub City Stompers. You guys can catch them December 2nd.
Sorry.
We came to blow your mind. bunch of jerks. We Make Party. Namesake off the EP. You guys can pick that up from them December 2nd in Allentown at the Sportsman's Cafe on Ridge Avenue. Pogo City presents the Damn Broads, the Parasitics, Bunch of Jerks, Houston, and the Dirty Rats with one more to be announced. But why don't we just get into the next track, do a little bit of Gigi with the Cedar Street Sluts. Now, it's kind of a long-spoken intro on this. I fast-forwarded it. Hopefully it's queued up right. I'm kind of guessing the spot, but I'm pretty good. So let's try it out. Gigi Allen and the Cedar Street Sluts.
So we're gonna die young, 'cause we're tough and we don't ever need.
Allen and the Cedar Street Sluts. Let's just keep this awesome kick-ass show moving with some blanks. Do or Die off Killer Blanks. Now, one of the most entertaining Blank 77 shows I ever went to was when they opened up for the Anti-Nowhere League at Croc Rock. I think it was like 2007, maybe. Let's get awesome. To the lead now with their first ever single, and Let's Break the Law. All right, now every time Rude Girl Jessica hears the Anti-Nowhere League, all I hear about is, oh my God, you know Animal's so good in bed. You know Animal's so, because you were talking about it 2.3 seconds ago.
Though, like, come on, like anybody. I think we've already talked about
Jessica
song,
is in love with Animal from the Anti-Nowhere League. It's funny,
sexy.
we were hanging out with Chad one time, and fucking somehow it came up. He was like, see, and then like you hang out with the Anti-Nowhere League, and they're like very lewd and perverted. And Jessica was like, yes, I knew it. I knew he knew his way around a woman. He does, right? I'm like, I don't think he fucking knows that much, Jess. Like,
yeah, no, you can just.
Jessica forever trying to bang Animal.
A lot of confidence. That's a good thing to have.
How do you know
man.
He has confidence? He
come does, on. Are you yeah, kidding guess, me? Does that? Do you think that he doesn't? He does not give a fuck.
All right, well, Jessica, go down and change your panties while. All right. While I have, you know what, this is actually another band that I've seen play with Blanks.
Good
we're
band.
Gonna get, like, sticking with the
one
old school here. Now, we got a chance to catch these guys this summer. It was a lot of
Asbury.
Fun at the Stone Pony. Hung out on the beach. There's pictures all over our Instagram. Go there. Check them out. Hear the Dwarves coming off Blood, Guts, and Pussy with Backseat
of
My
Car.
I'm in it.
I love getting fucked in the backseat of my car. Now, the lovely rude girl Jessica, as that song was playing, was trying to tell me that she thinks that era of the Dwarves sounds like GBH. I disagree.
All right, no, I think that the rhythm section of the Dwarves in that song.
Well, that album, that whole album is very similar, I would say.
Sounds like GBH. Wait, what do you mean the whole album is similar to GBH? I know.
No, thank you. All those songs are similar on the album. So if you think sounds similar, I would think that you would think they all sound similar.
No, not all of them, but that one for sure.
I disagree. I don't hear it. Well, all right. Well, you know what? I guess I had something else queued up, but we'll throw on some GBH, some classic GBH, just so
the listeners.
Nah, I'm not playing Big Women.
That's the song.
Bullshit.
Though,
if anything, it would be the least like Big Women. If anything, I think it would be the least like Big Women. I was thinking City Baby or Gimme Fire or Sick Boy.
Sick Boy, maybe.
All right, let's do some Sick Boy. GBH on. All right, now I guess I stand corrected. That did sound strikingly similar to the Dwarves.
Yeah, it did. I know, because I know what I'm talking about.
I played that song for 2 seconds, and I was like, damn it, why did I pick Sick Boy of all songs? I was like, this definitely sounds similar to the Dwarves.
No, yeah, it does, that one for sure, yeah.
Damn, that did. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that sounds very similar to Blood, Guts, and Pussy. As a whole, not just the one song.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Say it now.
I'm having a little bit of a crisis. A bit of an identity crisis. Oxymoron, crisis identity.
Turning crisis, but it's hard to label man. No, no rights, man, no rights. You see, I lost my identity. I lost my identity.
Oxymoron on Pogo City Radio. This one's for that crusty fuck job. A little bit of Baby Punchers. Leftover crap.
I am rock and roll.
Of dying empire odor, and changing the channel won't make that go away. As the veneer of democracy fades away, as the world's downsized until it explodes, as the shanty towns piled behind the malls become visible, as the savages on the other side of the wall break through, as everybody from gun-crazy militias to anti-immigrant Nazis to fundamentalist child-raping Christians to gangster rappers to community activists to working families just struggling to put food on the table, all mad at the same thing. Your SUV, me, mission accomplished. Bring them on, buy more stuff. Fight terror, defend freedom so you can buy more stuff. False illusion of a world is going down, motherfucker. Walk off the job. Crime is beautiful. A prank a day keeps the dog leash away. Quit your job. Burn down the malls.
I forgot Jello Biafra had that little rant there. Leftover Crack was actually on Jello Biafra's record label after they left Hellcat with that whole shoot the kids at school controversy where they wouldn't let them release it under that title, and then they released it as Mediocre Generica. They didn't want to be censored, and Jello Biafra said he would never censor them. So that was him doing that rant there. I completely forgot about that. That's one of the rare tracks off the split with Citizens Fish. It's also on Fat Records. I forgot the name of Jello's label, but that's also a part of that release as well. But let's just keep moving with the music, which is what you guys are really here for. Let's go with a punkcore band who I've got to catch a number of times and can't wait to catch them again. The Virus with Heroes, put off Nowhere to Hide. Call on vocals.
You can be. When I look back at your fucked up mind, think this is all about? You think this is a fucking costume?
All right, that was The Virus on Pogo City Radio. Now, I've noticed I forgot to mute the mics several times throughout this night. Luckily, I'm not singing too much karaoke tonight. I don't know if anybody's getting any bleed through, but if it is, oh well, shit happens. All right, well, I hope you guys are having fun with us tonight. Andrew and Jessica, the lovely rude girl Jessica, kicking it in Pogo HQ, bringing you some of the best punk rock on the planet.
Pogo.
Pogo, indeed, indeed, indeed. All right, we're going to move. You're talking about Hellcat Records, so let's go with a Hellcat band.
Here we go.
I'm talking Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards coming off, what is this, To Have and To Have Not? What's the name of this fucking album, the black one? Oh, it's the self-titled one. Jessica forgetting how to talk into a microphone. Here's 6'5" by Lars and the Bastards. And the Bastards on
PogoCityRadio.com.
All right, now the next song we're going to get to here is a rare track a lot of people may not have heard. Before we tell you what it is, let's tell you guys we're going to be at LAMF in Brooklyn November 30th. Going to be a hell of a party, like a motherfucker. The name of the first album, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, and 40-year anniversary of this. So Walter Lohr, original Heartbreaker, singer of, you know, about a third of the Heartbreakers songs, is getting together with Mike Ness from Social Distortion, Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols, Clem Burke from Blondie, and a little bit of the Ramones to do a 40-year anniversary show. It's actually several shows. We got tickets to the day in Brooklyn. They're playing at Voltage Electric the day before. They're doing two shows there. Both of them have been sold out for a while. There will also be a special guest at the show, according to the flyers. I don't know if tickets are still available, but we got ours, so you should get yours. Here's Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers with a Walter Lohr on vocals, and the track is Flight.
quarter to nine. Baby, won't you be unkind? Don't let anybody know.
All right, that was Walter Lohr singing for Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Like I said, you guys can catch LAMF coming to the Five Boroughs all month long. Like I said, you guys will catch Mike Ness on stage with him. Here's Mike Ness now with Social Distortion coming off Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. When she begins to rock, I begin to roll.
We'll be right back.
Social Distortion on Pogo City Radio. We got just a couple more minutes. Let's keep this night rocking and rolling with Coxbar, coming off of the Rarities album, What You Gonna Do About It. Right, it's almost time to get out of here. Let's keep moving with Darby Crash and the Germs, Lexicon, Devil.
Give me your hand, give me your mind, give me your hand, give me your mind.
All right, everybody, me and Jessica about to head on out for the night. It's been fun. We had kind of a pain in the ass day, so it was nice to come chill with the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and hear some tracks and hang out. Now, how often do you get to hang out with your significant other and just sit there and listen to music and look at her beautiful face suck on a lollipop? We're ransacking our children's candy right now.
Definitely.
While they're at grandma's house, we steal all the kids' candy. Them little monsters we're don't assholes. Need any more sugar, no, let me tell you that much.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, but they're sweet, though. We love our little monsters. All right. You know what? We're going to be nice. We're going to give you guys a little encore. I had one more lined up. We're going to make it two, but we're going to say good night now. The first track we're going to be playing is Bloodstains by Agent Orange, followed by A Global Threat with Idol Threats. Now, before we get out of here, got to remind you guys to come out December 2nd to the Sportsman's Cafe on Ridge Avenue in Allentown with the Parasitics, the Damn Broads from Connecticut, Houston and the Dirty Rats, and Bunch of Jerks with Joey Pip, who was on here last weekend. So stay tuned for some stuff on Facebook about that. Also, we're going to be adding another band to the bill, but we're going to get out of here with these next two tracks. It's been fun hanging out with ya.
I'm Pogo Lamb.
Okay, here's Agent Orange.
Fast!
Good night, everybody.
Pogo City Radio.